It's time to take some sweet meditative space with Laurel. So find a comfortable spot that's relatively quiet. And if you have a journal or paper and pen, it'd be nice to have that handy, as you might want to write down what you see and hear and discover in this space. And of course, if you have the oil of Laurel, go ahead and take that as well. Have that nearby. And know that this meditation can and will still be very powerful and potent, even if you don't have the actual physical oil in your possession. That phenomena never ceases to amaze me, that we can thoughtfully and with intention call on the consciousness and the spirit of a plant as it comes through an essential oil, and really see, hear, and discover part of what this oil has to offer us. And when I first started doing this solo, I would doubt what it was that I was, I would question, let's put it that way. I would question, and then it would go into doubt what I was discovering around the oil. And then when I started doing it with others, that was what really began to build confidence in this process, because you begin to see that the consciousness of these plants, once it's called upon, will sort of funnel or filter through us as individuals. And then when we share with one another what we get, we begin to see that there's these themes that come through all of us, a little bit different for each of us because we're a unique mixture. But nevertheless, the themes will still be there intact. So it's quite a powerful practice. If you have an opportunity to gather some of your friends or loved ones together and do this, it really is. It's illuminating, it's nourishing, it's soul strengthening, and it's confidence building. So if you have Laurel and you'd like to put it on one of the quantum acupoints, what I suggest to you is to put it on the point, the quantum acupoint pericardium 8, which is just such a lovely point for this oil, and it's right on the center of your palm. So you can actually do this in a way where you can hold both of the points at the same time, or if that's feeling a little bit awkward, just simply hold one point, one side. And if you don't have the oil and you'd like to go ahead and put your fingers on these points, feel free. And if you're here in the meditation and you don't feel confident about where these points are, don't even worry. Just stick your finger right in the center of your palm of your hand, right where it lays in there. And that will be just where it's meant to go. Noticing any changes in flow of energy. Maybe a little lifting happens in your chest, in your shoulders, in your head. I just experienced a breath release where the air was able to go deeper into my lungs, and I felt a relaxation and an expansion in the lower part of my belly. as the energy of laurel seeps into your body, seeps into your nervous system, seeps into your psyche, to your energy body, to your soul. Notice the themes of lift, uprightness, the energy and the stance and the posture that we have when we're victorious. This is part of the medicine and the inner nature of laurel, is to remind us of our victoriousness. That even when we feel downtrodden, overwhelmed, small, defeated, that as heavy and as all-encompassing as those emotions and those experiences are, there is always also the truth of our victorious nature. There is always also the truth of our uprightness. Of our higher mind, of our bright, unencumbered intellect. And so allowing this medicine of laurel to create a shifting of attention within your body and mind. And the shifting is from anything that's heavy, depressed, downtrodden, sinking, insistent on limitation, that energy just simply shifts to another aspect of who you always are, which is victorious, upright, confident. Filled with esteem. And a healthy, natural assuredness. Going to invite Laurel in even deeper now. Deeper into little packets or pockets of core beliefs that have been handed down generation after generation. And we're inviting Laurel in specifically to any core beliefs that have at their center an insistence on limitation, an insistence on smallness, on shrinking, on hiding, on collapsing. Any movements that are related to shying away from your own self, to shying away from your own boldness and brightness, however it is that that naturally emerges within you. Letting Laurel permeate into different thought forms that are insistent around who or what you are and who or what you're capable of. Maybe Laurel goes in and just dissolves all of those pre-existing conditions. Or maybe it lifts and transmutes them. Just watch and feel and see, invite and allow in this dance with Laurel. Inviting Laurel into all of those places of limitation, including and especially limiting thoughts and stories and energy movements around what you are or are not capable of. Inviting Laurel into the conscious and unconscious conditions in regards to that. Now allowing Laurel to move and drift and glide into any space or place in your body mind that is exhausted, that's tired of doing and going and holding it all up or holding it all together. Calling Laurel into those spaces and places now. activate our higher mind, our mind with a capital M, opening up that spaciousness of the higher mind, allowing our smaller mind or our problem-oriented mind to expand, 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 and connect with the higher mind, and all of this held within a greater connection to our physical body and our heart. Feeling this reordering and this connection of the higher mind to the heart and of the physical body to the smaller mind. And everything being held within the field of the heart. Feeling these shifts in your capacity to pay attention right now, to listen. Feeling your brow and your third eye relax. The energy around your head might become a little bit almost electric, tingly, as it begins to open up to the different streams of connectivity that are available to us. Feeling your senses clear and any overactive aspects of the mind beginning to relax more and more and more. Feeling the fullness and the spark within your heart and within your chest. And the spark of your own North Star above your head that represents your higher self. And feeling these two sparks connect, the star above your head and the spark of light in your heart. And feeling the quality of awakened interest. The interest and the curiosity of the awakened mind. This is you as discerning seer. And feeling yourself surrounded and permeated by this, like these gifts of laurel, by this medicine of laurel, reminding you of your strength, your confidence, your esteem, your higher mind, and your capacity of the smaller mind to be in service to the heart and in service to the higher mind. The ease that's created in your body as these things realign and reorder themselves. The clarity that comes, the vision. as you sit here with Laurel, take a moment and ask this plant spirit in the form of an oil if it would like to tell you anything, to share anything with you right now. Ready, and only as you're ready, giving thanks to Laurel. And taking as much time as you need right now to write down what it is that you heard, saw, felt. These offerings that we receive in meditation are gifts, and they often will leave our memory once we get moving. So it's very nice to write them down as a way of respecting and honoring what we've been given. And then when you go back and you read, that's the gift that gets to give again, because it reminds us of this truth and of this offering. Take all the time that you need. Many blessings, and until next time.